You're listening to the ITD Morning After on Team 1380 and Team1380.net. Now back to Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, and Jimmy the Cat Hayes.
Sick cut. Jack.
This is pretty fast.
I like the audio quality.
Doesn't seem fuzzy.
It sounds like it's on a closing play. You know what that is, don't you?
Yeah, I think I had one of those ones.
Open it, it stops. Play, close it, it plays.
Absolutely.
We're old.
It's the ITD Morning After on Team 1380. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat, Hayes, Douglas, Alvin Vaughn with here on the radio program. Big doings because Matt Holliday is scheduled to join us in this segment. 25 minutes of uninterrupted sports talk brought to you by Sport Clips. Text 1380 to 41513 to enter for the chance to win two tickets to the Mizzou, Illinois game. Plus, first-time users get a free haircut. Return users get half off. Courtesy of Sport Clips. Producer Joe, what's he's calling us? Is that the deal?
Yeah, he wouldn't give me his phone number.
Here we go again.
Did you look suspicious?
No, I mean, this has been going
it's
on
been
for a month.
For a month, I think.
The first home day game, he said he was good to go. So,
how confident do you feel?
I feel it'll come closer to 9:30 than 9:25, but I feel pretty confident.
I gave it a 75% play.
I have no way to know a read.
Holiday's a pretty solid guy.
Yeah. Seems as if.
Yeah. But you never know. Guys get distracted going to the ballpark.
People forget, Doug. Reminder to email the program the morning after team1380.net, giving away VIP passes to tonight's Inside STL Happy Hour and tickets to the World Professional Women's Professional Soccer League All-Star Game.
The Women's Professional Soccer All-Star Game, yes.
Thank you.
That's on Sunday?
It is. Sunday.
So Hope Solo? Bush.
Yeah, and then also this Saturday.
Oh, wow.
This Saturday is the big day where we unveil the big hook for the Saturday Soccer Report all year long.
The trip to South Africa for the World Cup?
Oh, you said it.
I had no idea.
He just snapped out of
He snapped out. Cut out of that.
Tony and I will be going to South Africa during the World Cup.
I had no idea. I was just being a smartass.
But we've got...
I can't believe you're actually doing that. I still can't believe that. Good for you. Great for you. What?
Downplay it.
I had no idea.
We will be,
you bust my ball, something that asinine didn't seem possible.
He was just kidding. That's not what they're giving away.
We will be...
What do you think? Like nine people are going to listen now?
We'll be at Llewellyn's in Soulard. And Manchester United will be playing Arsenal that day.
You spoil a secret.
I know, but now don't make fun of them. I didn't know.
You insinuated
you know it was unintentional.
Oh, sure. But
you think I meant to do
that? No. It's all good. No.
And why are you hitting the table in there?
Oh, just trying to let it die. But we'll be at Llewellyn's in Soulard this week.
Fine. I'll move on to Stan Carroll's email. You want to continue to... I'll let you promote because I feel bad now. What else
it's
do you
It's all good.
Say?
No, I mean, we'll be
wait,
there.
Wait, I have an issue I got to ask Joe about real quick because I think we have a little time to... Bill?
Now, I got this email. You'll want to read it.
Joe, are you ever going to do the beret in the clubhouse thing? We kind of lost track of that.
Yeah, I can't do it today, but one of the other home day games, I will do it.
Please
I've got
do
the beret
it.
At the house.
I don't have a lot of joy lately.
Especially
you know?
If it's late in the
Why
season.
Why no joy?
What do you mean?
I haven't slept much.
Aren't these Redbirds soaring?
My families are... Yeah, the Redbirds are soaring. My family's in Jersey. I'm not going to see them till... So this is something to look forward
Ian
to.
The Tyler?
Return of, yeah, the return of my family... And Joe in a red beret in the Cardinal clubhouse and flip-flops.
And that's what you look forward to.
I would look forward to that. A little something to brighten the day at the ball yard.
Doesn't take much to pick up your spirits,
no,
though.
I'm doing fine. But a little pick-me-up wouldn't hurt, Doug.
No, it wouldn't.
We could all use a pick-me-up.
Yes, we could. All of us.
Everyone Even sort of. Tim.
Well, then how about this to help you out? We wait for Matt Holliday.
Let's have a listen.
This comes from Stan Carroll.
Sure it does.
Wait, Doug, get yourself in good listening position.
I'm all ears.
Hello.
Yes.
This is... I'm reading the email.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Perfect.
Oh, it's back to the email.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
It's essentially
rhetorical. Won't interrupt anymore. Go ahead.
This has been bothering me for the longest. Your shows in the morning and early afternoon are a joke, if you have children listening.
Mm-hmm.
It's about talking about being gay, having your balls waxed, etc.
Mm-hmm.
The only show that total sports without this BS is the Slayton Show. I'm reading this.
That's not your opinion. It's just
It's not necessarily my opinion. It's also not my grammar. Once again, the only show that total sports without this BS is the Slayton Show. If these idiots can't find another topics like Mike and Mike on sports, stop catering to the 20-year-old. Think about the real sport fan, Stan Carroll.
Stan
Carroll.
Doug, if
Ann
you were
Carol?
Stan
Carroll.
Doug, if you were inking that little note, wouldn't you say sports fan?
That would be the correct grammar, yeah.
Sport fan.
Sport fan. It's very soccer.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
This might be nitpicking. I'm not going to make fun of the guy's grammar. Obviously, he's got it together. But if it's been bothering him for the longest time, it would imply that he's listening a lot. And I would just think once you identify something you don't like, you stop listening.
And we've made no bones about it. This is an awful show.
No, Stan, we echo your email. I actually am Stan Carroll.
You are. That's your pen name.
Yep.
Like Samuel Clemens was Mark Twain, Tim McKernan is Stan Carroll.
That's correct.
I get it now. I know what our insightful little friend is saying now. It's a plea for help.
People at the ball yard will be like, love the show, and I'm like, please, it's awful.
Stop. Don't humor
we
me.
We know that it is.
Don't
worst
humor
show
me.
In America.
Well, that's from Stan Carroll, and maybe he'll be happy with this, because joining us right now on the team lines is Cardinal outfielder Matt Holliday. Morning, Matt.
Morning.
Matt, thanks for coming on. I want to warn you, this is an awful show, just so you know what you're dealing with.
All right.
He knows already.
You've been briefed. Well, it's been about a month. You've been with the Cardinal organization, and I don't think it's any coincidence that the club has taken off since you've gotten here. Give us some insight as to what you've experienced since coming over to St. Louis and being a part of this 2009 Cardinal club that looks like it's on its way into October.
Well, it's always fun to win, but, you know, I got a chance to come over and be part of a team that was, if not, you know, in first place, we were right there, and you know, I think it gave me a sense of a new sense of energy and excitement about the last 2 months of the season, and getting a chance to meet these guys and get to know them a little bit and play with them. It's been a thrill. It's been, you know, we've played really well. We've found ways to win games. We've pitched really well, and at times we've hit really well, and so. The most important thing is we're winning and playing good ball, and it looks like could be an exciting last 6 weeks of the season, and then hopefully on into October.
Matt, a lot of times when you take a bunch of new pieces and throw them into the same clubhouse, virtually changing the makeup of a clubhouse, sometimes there could be some problems, but you guys seem to have established real chemistry. Do you feel that's the way it's gone?
You know what? It seems that way. You know, I mean, I think Dero and myself and Lugo and even Smolty now, you know, it's gone pretty smoothly. And I think that it's been a lot of fun. And you just try to get in there and get to know the guys as quickly as possible and just try to jump in and play well and just kind of hang out with the guys and get to know them. And it seems to go pretty smooth that way.
People have made a big deal about you being protection for Albert Pujols, and because he's there, you get better pitches to hit. Have you noticed you're getting better pitches? I mean, does it really matter that much who hits around you in the order?
I think it can. You know, I don't think that it always has a factor. But, you know, I think when you get Albert, who's on base almost half the time or better, you're going to get, you know, they have to try to get you out because, you know, they can't be keep putting runners on base. So, you know, I don't know how much of a difference it makes, but obviously it's a lot more fun to hit with runners on base. And so I've enjoyed having a chance to hit behind Albert and watch him do his thing and then get a chance to drive him in and the other guys that hit in front of me. And, you know, it's been pretty fun to watch him play. And I don't know if I've got him any more pitches to hit, but I'm not sure that, you know, they'd pitch to him if Babe Ruth was hitting behind him. But, you know, it's a good opportunity for me.
The intentional walks have shrunk to about nothing since you arrived, really. I mean, he was getting intentionally walked all the time, and it doesn't happen very often now, so that's the impact right there.
Well, I hope so. You know, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I'm pretty sure in big situations they'd probably walk him to get to Babe Ruth. But, you know, I try to continue to, you know, hit the ball hard and drive in runs and hopefully make them pay when they do walk them.
Matt Holliday, kind enough to join us here on the ITD Morning After Team 13. We had Cardinal owner Bill DeWitt on with us probably 2 weeks ago, and he has made no secret of not only his excitement over the acquisition of you, but also his desire to keep you in St. Louis. And one of the things he said was that he hopes that he's a part of the ownership group or the era in which Cardinal fans will be able to look back on as having two of the best hitters in the game playing together for a number of years. You strike me as a baseball guy, and by that I mean a guy who really is in the game, kind of a Chris Carpenter, just loves the game, and he talks about you the same way. Do you have some appreciation, or does it matter to you, I guess, to be associated with a potential era of Pujols-Holliday, the Pujols-Holliday tandem in St. Louis?
You know, that sounds pretty good. You know, I hadn't thought about it like that, but, you know, I'm very appreciative of my opportunity and, you know, that they traded for me and gave up a good young couple players and brought me over to this organization and gave me a chance to play on a great team for a great organization. And I think that would be really exciting for me to get a chance to be here and to play next to Albert along with the rest of these guys and to do some special things over the next however many years. And so obviously I'm excited about the potential of that happening, and Mr. DeWitt is been very nice to me, and hopefully this will be a long-term relationship.
Matt, is there a time where you say, all right, I'm real comfortable here, tell your guy to see if you can start feeling out some kind of financial arrangement to keep you here?
You know, there will be that time when, you know, it's time to figure something out. But I like I said, I love it here, and the guys have, you know, these is a group of guys that I've really enjoyed in a baseball city and an atmosphere that's second to none to play ball in. And, you know, that's the most important thing to me is a chance to win, a chance to play with, you know, guys that I really enjoy being around in a great atmosphere for baseball. So hopefully, you know, there'll be some progress, and then hopefully I'll be able to stick around here for a long time.
Can't we just join hands and sing Kumbaya and get the deal done like right now?
We'll see. Maybe we will.
We could kick in our paychecks. We make $4 an hour.
Yep. That would help. Wouldn't mind doing that.
Hey, Matt, I know you were a great football player in high school. You ever wonder where your career might have gone had you chosen that path and been in the NFL maybe?
You know what? I gave up on that dream a long time ago. I get that question, or I got that question a lot, but, you know, it's been 10 years or more, and I have no regrets. I really enjoyed my time in the minor leagues when things weren't going that great. You learn a lot about yourself, and you grow up a lot, and, you know, I think baseball was always kind of my first love and something that I enjoyed doing, the challenge of playing baseball, and so I don't play the what-if games very often. Obviously, I enjoy the sport of football and follow my fantasy team really close and along with some other teams, but I don't really look at it that much, and like I said, though, I enjoy the sport.
Those Oklahoma State Cowboys came to Columbia, Missouri and took it to our Tigers last year.
Yeah, you know, they got a pretty good thing going. I think, you know, they're going to be pretty good this year.
Number nine, I think. They're ranked number nine, Matt.
Yeah, I know. You know, they got a lot of good guys returning, and I think the optimism in Stillwater is pretty high for their team, and, you know, I think they're kind of unveiling the finishing touches of their new stadium against Georgia in the first week, so it should be a pretty interesting season.
Matt, obviously you heard about, you played in St. Louis, and you heard about what it's like to be a Cardinal in St. Louis. Have you experienced a moment where you're like, okay, now I get what it's all about?
You know, I think getting a chance, my first at bat here, and the standing ovation, and just kind of the excitement that is around the stadium and the excitement the fans have for baseball and for the team, I think was sort of my first experiencing of sort of what it's, you know, the excitement and being a Cardinal, and, you know, it was great.
We've seen so many players here over the years come to St. Louis and they actually get better. I mean, can it make you better player when there's 43,000 in the stands every night and you're almost every year the team is in contention?
Well, I think what it does is, you know, you're you don't have to try to get up for the game, kind of as you may other places. You know, you get that extra pump of adrenaline from the crowd and the atmosphere and the excitement from the fans, and just every game has a little bit of a playoff feel to it. So I think that players, you know, and for the most part, thrive in that kind of environment and enjoy playing in front of fans who appreciate, you know, what they're doing and how hard they play. And you know, guys probably tend to elevate their game when they know that you got that kind of fan support and you get a chance to play in this kind of environment.
We had Mark DeRosa on probably 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, and it was after a rain delay for like a Tuesday night game against the Reds. And he said, while you guys were getting ready and the national anthem was playing after an hour and a half rain delay or something, he said, you leaned over and said, how about this, 40,000 people still in the stands for a Tuesday night game after an hour and a half rain delay. It's pretty
amazing. You know, that's impressive. You know, I mean, I think most of the time you get a couple-hour rain delay on a Tuesday night against a team, you know, that's obviously not in contention. You'd be looking at about 10 or 15,000 that would stick around, and you know, there was still almost a, you know, full house here waiting, you know, ready to see some ball. So it was pretty cool. I think that we both appreciated, you know, the loyalty the team, the fans showed the team that night.
You've gotten off to such a good start for your Cardinal career. When you come to a team and there's so much excitement and so much expected of you, do you feel pressure that you have to get off to a great start?
You know, I think, you know, being traded to the A's and then trying to go into spring training and into the season, trying to really show what you can do, and I think trying to impress, I think it didn't work out so well for me, and, you know, I struggled at the beginning of the season, and I think part of that was, you know, trying really hard to impress people that, you know, traded for you, and so I think I learned a pretty good lesson and just tried to come over here and keep playing the way I've been playing before I got traded, and trying to do little things to help win games and not try to do too much and not try to impress everybody on one night and just kind of go out and play ball. And I think I learned my lesson about trying too hard.
I think a lot of people think that some of the premier players in the game are just like machines. You show up, you hit 300, you hit 40 home runs, but that's not really the case, is it? You go somewhere new and you are nervous just like everybody else.
Yeah, you know, I think that may get lost. You know, it's sometimes this game, especially with the amount of failure that you have, it can be a struggle. You know, I mean, I think that dealing with this much failure and trying to, you know, go out and perform at a high level every night and facing, you know, extremely tough pitching every night, it's a battle, you know, and I think that not everybody knows, you know, it can be a grind, but it's something I enjoy.
Matt, you have experienced World Series baseball, much like the Cardinals in 2004. The Rockies were swept by the Red Sox. Do you see any similarities at all with what you had in 2007 in Colorado and the incredible charge you guys made late in the season with what you have in the locker room or as far as talent goes in St. Louis in 2009?
You know, I think the chemistry part of it is probably the most similar thing that I see. I think the guys really enjoy each other, get along, pull for each other. And I think, you know, finding ways to win is similar. You know, in 2007, we had to win pretty much every game in September, and we just found ways to win. And you know, we've been doing that lately. We've just different guys and just finding ways to win. And I think those are the similarities that I see the most. And, you know, hopefully we can have a better showing in the World Series. Hopefully we can, you know, play like this, get to the World Series and win it.
Matt, the success of the team since you came aboard speaks for itself, but I get the sense that the offense really hasn't gelled. Do you feel like the best is yet to come from this Cardinal offense?
You know, I think if we could all get hot at the same time, you know, we've had periods of time where, you know, a couple of us have been hot and maybe a couple not, and then vice versa. And so I definitely think that there will be a period of time, hopefully, starting today, where, you know, we can get five or six guys really rolling and put up some serious numbers, because I can't take these one-run games killing me. You know, hopefully we can start scoring some runs, take the pressure off these starting pitchers who have held it down so well for us. We're not scoring a bunch of runs, but, you know, if we get hot, we could, you know, we can put up a bunch of numbers in a hurry.
if the team has an Achilles heel, it seems to be the inability to hit left-handed pitching very well. Wandy Rodriguez held you to three hits the other night, and Clayton Richard in San Diego and Clayton Kershaw in L.A. Is there a reason that lefties give the Cardinals so much trouble?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm obviously only been here a month, but I don't know. I don't really see it as a problem. I think we'll be all right against lefties. I think, you know, Kershaw and Wandy Rodriguez have both been pretty much premier, you know, starting pitchers in the league this year, not just against the Cardinals. I think both of those guys are having career years and kind of breakout seasons. So it doesn't really surprise me with those two guys, because if they're locating their pitches, they can be very tough on any lineup. So I don't really see it as a problem. Hopefully we can, whatever that issue may be, we can get it corrected.
Have you had a chance to have your family come up here? And if so, what do they think of St. Louis?
Yeah, they're here with me. They like it. You know, we haven't exactly got out and got around a whole lot, but so far so good. It's been good. We've just trying to get through the season and see what happens.
All right, two questions, quick ones to let you go. Matt Holliday, kind enough to join us here. I might get slapped around for asking, but I'll give it a shot anyway.
I'll slap you around.
Okay, the cat'll slap me. Any chance in the world you sign with the Cardinals for an extended period before the end of this season?
I think there's a chance. I don't think there's a I think there's a chance of that.
That's great to hear. And
no slapping on that.
No slapping on that. Is this the best team you've ever been a part of?
That's kind of to be determined. I mean, yeah, I think we have the potential to win the World Series. I mean, obviously in 2007 we made it to the World Series and got our butts kicked. But I definitely think with the starting pitching that we have, it definitely has the potential to be, the best team. That, you know, one of the, you know, it'll come down to whether or not, you know, how well we do once we get to the postseason, and then how well we play in the postseason. But I definitely think the ingredients are there.
I don't think people could be any happier with those two answers.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, thank you so much for the time this morning. We couldn't be more grateful for it, sir.
Okay, guys.
Thanks very much. Matt Holliday with us here on the ITD Morning After. Team 13.
So he leaves thinking maybe it's not an awful show. He doesn't know full extent.
Yeah, we'll get back into some.
I think he knew.
Homoerotic discussion.
You think he knew?
Stat.
Yeah, he knew.
Well, how about that? That's good to hear.
There's a guy who's happy playing in St. Louis that wants to get something done.
He could. I mean, I would have assumed that he might, may have been instructed to, or maybe he just would play it as close to the vest. And it's not by any means. Yeah, let's get something done now. But, I was tweeting what he was saying throughout the course of the interview, and the things he was saying, had to have people excited, much less until the very end, where he says, I think there's a chance we get something done by the end of the season.
Because the standard operating procedure is to
say,
I'm going to worry about baseball, and, that kind of thing will take care of itself.
And ever since last week when you were going to approach Pat Sajak at Dodger Stadium, and Boris was there, and he was eyeing you.
Yeah.
That Boris is streaming this program, and so he probably heard that out in Southern California.
He gave me the little finger wag, like, don't you mess with my guy.
At the same time, Boris didn't call me back this week.
That's probably not all that alarming.
You couldn't blame anybody for not wanting to test the waters when so much money's being thrown around. You couldn't blame anybody for saying, if the reality is, I'm going to wait. Who knows? The Yankees may throw $30 million a year.
But if you have a comfort level.
That's the thing, man. That's what it gets down to. When I was debating whether or not to leave St. Louis and go to New York in 2007, I had somebody who was up in New York who had the job for me said, are you happy there? I go, yeah, I kind of got I'm kind of happy. He goes, don't mess with happiness. He goes, you never know what's up behind door number two. He goes, you're happy, don't mess with it. And if he's happy, his family's happy, he's already loaded. He's going to be more loaded. I think there are some guys that's what matters to. I think there are other guys who they want to for an ego trip to be the highest paid player, and they don't give a damn where they have to go in order to get it. I think there are other guys who want to win and be comfortable with their families. And to me, not knowing Matt Holliday from anybody, but from what you say about him, the cat, from what guys are saying about him in the locker room, people could probably pick up a vibe on him in that interview. He seems to me to be more like the latter.
Yeah, going back more than 20 years, we saw that with Jack Clark, who was the perfect fit here.
Yeah.
The Cardinals were great when he was here. He became a free agent. He went to New York because of some unhappiness here. And he was never the same player. And I don't think he was ever really happy again as a player.
And you know what a good indication is? Here's a guy who's getting the adulation of an entire city, on a roll with his team, remembers to call a very, very crappy radio show.
We couldn't be more grateful for it. Matt Holliday, team1380.net. You can listen to it or go online at insidestl.com. Very encouraging. He said this could be wind up being the best team I ever played for, and that's a guy who was in the World Series less than 24 months ago. And he says there is a chance that something could get done before the end of this season with the Cardinals. How about that? Matt Holliday here on the ITD Morning After. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you. When we come back, the Ticket Guy's email today. We give away the two final VIP passes for tonight's Inside STL 4th Anniversary Party and live broadcast of the ITD Morning After at the Pepper Lounge, 20th and Locust. Big doings tonight. Come on by. $5 before 7 o'clock, $10 afterwards. It's going to be a big festivity for the InsideSTL.com 4th Anniversary Party. We'll take a commercial break. Come back with the Ticket Guy's email today on Team 1380.